Lesson 4, Activity 2.
And we'll hear more from the album later. Just a reminder that you are listening to the Ahmed Khan Show on Capital One Radio. Now, my guest on the program this morning is Sally Rose, the local fire safety officer. Good morning, Sally.
Morning, Ahmed.
Now, tell us, a fire breaks out at home, what should you do?
Well, the first thing to understand is that fire, any kind of fire, is very dangerous. Within a few minutes, your home might fill up with smoke. Some furniture, when it catches fire, gives out very poisonous smoke.
So what should you do?
Well, you need to have a fire extinguisher in your house and use it. But don't hesitate to dial 999 and call the fire service. Even if you think the fire has gone out, make the call. Many fires look like they have gone out, but they can still be burning where you can't see them. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Yes, I can understand that. But let's say you have a real fire and it's out of control. What do you do?
Well, the first thing, if you can safely do so, is to close the door of the room. And as you leave the house, close on the other doors behind you. This will stop oxygen getting to the fire and also stop the smoke spreading. If you come to a closed door and you think there might be fire on the other side, touch it with the back of your hand. If it feels warm, don't open it.
And then you get out of the house?
Yes. Get everybody out as quickly as possible. Don't try to pick up your valuables or possessions. In fact, before any fire starts, everybody should know their escape route from the house.
But let's say you can't get out of the house, what then?
Well, try to stay calm. Get everybody into one room if possible. And if you take a phone or a mobile with you, that's better. Shut the door and keep it shut and use towels, pillows, or clothes to close any spaces. Open the window, and if you haven't called the fire service, try to let other people know.
That's great, Sally. Now we have to go over to the news room for the 11 o'clock news. We'll be back in a few minutes to hear more about fire in the home.